The website is uicd.weebly.com. Also, right, you know, we have on the website is we have call it prose and rhyme, and basically, right, you know, we recommend some books to read and music, so just to kind of keep ahead of some things you may not normally check out. We have a news information, and what we want to do here, right, we're going to provide a bulletin board, a place that, you know, you can go and get news that really affected us, so that, you know, if you only watch the mainstream news, you're only going to get, you know, a certain view. So if we want to develop critical thinking in our community, right, we need to look at alternative news sources that give you news that really affect us more and a little bit more accurate. Then we have an archive, and then just contact us, you know, so that, you know, if you're interested in working with us, we're there. So that's us in a nutshell. Other thing is that we don't charge for events, but we ask for donations. And so everything we do is basically come out of our pocket, our community support it. And that is how our group is operated. What we want to do is create things that the community like and enjoy and feel in. Thank you.
And we need to recapture the African mind. So I'm So, historically, my book, you'll find there's a lot of research that has been argued with that. But there's a lot of folklore and information that you don't get in books. So, you go to places like the Bible shop, you talk to the knights of the race, and you get a whole lot of information. So, I just want to mention that. So, sometimes you all want to do a book, you think about doing a book, you can go and get a lot of stories and folklore and fables and old tales. Thank you. on top of that, when they gave to the shortest month of the year, February the shortest month of the year, and then y'all split that in half, February 14th, you stop celebrating the history, and you got to go back and change it and roll it. Thank you. back, look at hard facts. It's not it's five, whoever, it's not five. It's not five. It's not five. But let's take a look for a minute. If we go back even into the scriptures of the Bible, and if we look in Genesis, Genesis, from the word gene, Genesis, your gene, when you got on anyone's got on, some of you have a sign that you probably can't explain. But if you look into your gene in Genesis, the first one to mention in the scriptures of the Bible is Cush. Sometimes it's still CUSA, sometimes it's still KUSA. But when you look on the map, Cush is the ancient name of Ethiopia. At one time it was called Abyssinia, and it was also called the toxic part of the world. But when you look at it, Cush is the first time to mention in Genesis. And when you look on the map, that's the same thing Ethiopia today, and that's right in Africa. And then when you go back into a little etymology of the art of the word, you find that the word Ethiopia, the word Ethiopia, comes from two Greek words, white folk words, robber's word, plunderer's word, thief word, who went into Africa and named it Ethiopia, Ethiopia, dog, and oak, means land of the people of God. So we call it Ethiopia. The Bible calls it good. The Bible calls it good. And then you'll see it talk about the river, the Tigris and Euphrates, the river that grew up in our parts of the world. So that book called Bible is our book. It's our book. I want to make that clear. Thank you for the answer. I don't mind. We're going to have church in this library today. If I can read something, I can read about that. But we look at it, it's our book. But something happens to it without talking about it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form. It was void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. God said, let there be light, there was light. Then he went on to create the sun, the moon, the stars, the animals, the plants, the alligators, the hummingbirds, the roosters, the chickens, everything around us. And we're not even on the planet yet. But the planet is already here. The earth is already here, moving around the sun and operating. That the Creator had put around us. That's the reason that we were last to be created. The reason that we were last to be created was because of the fact that the human being had to put into the environment with his mind, their mind, to go to the dark room. And we never let the baby experience anything. Don't see anything, don't hear anything, don't touch anything, don't smell anything. Will that mind grow? It will not. So the Creator put us classroom around us for our minds to grow on. This was the beginning of Black history. Black people on the earth, earning 3.5 to 4 million years ago, down by the base of Mount Kilimanjaro, early on earth, with the sun rising in the morning, with the sun setting in the east, with the Nile rising and overflowing at a certain time of the year, with Gemini and Aquarius forming in the sky, constellations, coconut and mango, apples and oranges falling on trees, and mountains being made by the wind and the rain. This is the Bible in mind. This was the gift of Black history. Before the Black history began to make time. Back then, Thank you. Thank you. I don't care. Not really knowing how to say it, we call it.
Mambo from Kenya, Hakuna Matata. Hello. Hakuna Matata Unlimited is where you can go to find authentic dashikis, dresses, skirts, pants, purses, jewelry, paintings, masks, and so much more. Hakuna Matata Unlimited offers you the nostalgia of no worries. where in Kenya, we love to stay. Our home operation is in Columbia, South Carolina, where you can find us. You can also find us at HakunaMatataUnlimited.com. Also find us on Instagram at Hakuna Matata US. Hakuna Matata US. Hakuna Matata Unlimited offers some of the most unique African apparel straight from the motherland. Join us Saturday the 25th at Benedict College Harambe Festival. HMU, Hakuna Matata Unlimited. Until next time, Kwaheri.
Thank you.
Al Capone and them not get killed. Farmville. That section of Chicago. But the Chicago lottery started. Where people were looking numbers. There was a college. It's called college. It's called billionaire. Like, Stone Brothers. Teddy Rowe. Black millionaire. Stone Brothers. One of the best with the power of the person that could have poisoned. Thank God, that kills even with a doctor. So he went back to Chicago. He started college. And both of them started called Bond. Same feeling. Sam Cook came out. Sam Cook came out of Bond. He came out of Bond, and that's why he had to look to Arizona. Not only that, the father was buying the Pacific in all black towns. With a black mayor, black town, black gospel, black everything. That's where Sam Cook's father was from. And he also was an evangelist. So his father was in the and he grew up in the Pacific. So that's why the Sam Cook entertainer, as the story goes, was born to Alabama. His father broke down. And how we were told came and said, don't work out the rules of the Chicago. So he said, this is that's what Sam Cook told the white police was that. So he had a third time. Thank you. Yeah.
Gracias.